This footage was never meant for the public to see. Israel's so-called control and restraint unit, Masada, attacking Palestinian prisoners in Ketziot detention facility using live ammunition. They were called in to carry out a surprise search at 2 a.m. The prisoners rioted. This is where Palestinian prisoner Mohammed al-Ashqar was shot in the head at close range. He later died. Dozens of other inmates were injured. Here, Masada officers say the firing will stop if everyone comes out of their tents. The prisoners come out submissively, but the shooting continues. The operation was intended to be a morale booster for Masada, and so it was. The footage appeared exclusively on Israeli Channel 2 last Thursday after a legal battle was fought to release video of only part of what happened in October 2007. It is still unclear what kind of weapon was used, even though Masada maintains it was non-lethal.
The people in charge of this operation should be charged with causing the death of Mr. Ashqar. Taking into consideration the whole legal apparatus in Israel, I find it hard to believe that this will indeed happen.
In the West Bank village of Seda, Mohammed al-Ashqar's family watch how their son got killed. Pictures that are far too difficult for a mother to see.
Watching this feels like it happened right in front of me. It just tears my heart apart. May Allah have mercy on him.
It would have only been 50 more days till his release had Mohammed not been shot.
Mohammed al-Ashqar is one of at least 200 Palestinian prisoners who died inside Israeli prisons. Palestinian officials say these deaths were caused by torture, medical negligence, and shootings inside the Israeli detention facilities.
The al-Ashqar family is adamant about taking legal action against the Masada officer who shot Mohammed. Though no compensation would be enough, it would still bring them justice. Nisreen Al-Shamayli, Al Jazeera, Sayda in the occupied West Bank.